1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the good news which I preached to you, which you also have received, and wherein you stand, by which also are you saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, how that the Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to this present day, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the assembly of Yahweh. But by the grace of Yahweh I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of Yahweh which was in me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if the Messiah be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is the Messiah not risen? And if the Messiah be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yes. And we are found false witnesses of Yahweh, because we have testified of Yahweh that he raised up the Messiah, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead do not rise, then is not the Messiah raised. And if the Messiah be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in the Messiah are perished. If in this life only we have hope in the Messiah, we are of all men most miserable. But now is the Messiah risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in the Messiah shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, the Messiah, the first fruits, afterward they that are the Messiahs at his coming. Then comes the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to Yahweh, even the Father, when he shall have put down all the rule and all authority and power. For he must reign, till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued to him, then shall the Son also himself be subject to him that put all things under him, that Yahweh may be all in all. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in the Messiah Yeshua our Master, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of Yahweh. I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? You fool! That which you sow is not living, except it die. And that which you sow not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. But Yahweh gives it a body, as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. But one flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds, also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the esteem of the celestial is one, and the esteem of the terrestrial is another. There is one esteem of the sun, another esteem of the moon, another esteem of the stars, for one star differs from another star in esteem. For so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in honor. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the sovereign from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to Yahweh, which gives us the victory through our Master Yahshua the Messiah. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Master, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Master. End of chapter 2.